Appreciate the songs that was sung this morning. Appreciate the rich words that resonate with our soul. And we understand a lot of times what the songwriter was talking about. When they sing them songs, we go over in our mind how it kindly comes together with our life and how it yokes up with our life. And it encourages us to know that somebody else was going through what we've been through. And they knew enough about it, and the Lord directed their hearts to write a song about it. And it stirs us up. And I'm so thankful for that. Thankful this morning that we can feel the presence of the Lord here in this place. And thankful for this time. And if I didn't tell you that I worried about today, pretty much all week long, then I'd be lying to you. I've prayed and asked the Lord to let it be just so, Lord, that it would be right. As Brother Bruce said, that we would bring perfect praise unto Him. And that we'd just forget about everything else and that we would just focus on You, Lord. And I'm thankful already. I could leave right now. And I know we've said that probably, and you've heard men say it. I could leave right now and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Maybe it's not what I expected it to be, or maybe it's not what I thought it might be, or maybe it's not exactly what I want it to be as far as the tape and all of these things and folks not being able to be with us, but I've already felt the Lord, and I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm glad that the Lord knows what we need when we need it, and He sends it our way, and I'm thankful that He's mindful of us, Brother Leroy, and that He cares for us, and I appreciate that. I appreciate Him being so very good to us. Now, you pray for us for just a few minutes. I don't know if we'll say very much at all, but we'll try to do our very best to leave with you what I feel like the Lord has laid on our heart this morning. And I don't know if being at home is just giving me an opportunity to read and study more. I don't know if that's the case, but seem like over the past few weeks that I study and I study and I get more. They more than I can handle, and I can't seemingly just a little bit. I get started, Brother Tracy, and it takes me 2 and 3 hours, and I finally just have to say, Lord, I'm going to have to go get something to eat or something to drink and do something to get my mind and on something else and get something accomplished here at the house. The grass is a-growing and the trash is piling up, and I need to get some things accomplished, but it's been good for me in the Word of the Lord these past few weeks. And if I don't get to give everything to you, I hadn't. They've been messages that we've got up and thought we was going to preach and deliver and places we thought we was going to go, Daniel, but I didn't ever get to get there. But it's been good for me, and I got more than I know what to do with this morning, but I'd rather have more than not have enough. And I'm thankful, like that Jacob said over there when that they brought him all those camels and everything from Egypt and brought him word that Joseph was alive and he could not understand it and could not altogether believe it. But the Bible said when he saw the caravans, he stood up and said, it's more than enough what God has done for us. And I thank God. I'm glad when God shows up in reality, I thank God is more than enough. I would never have to bless me again, Leroy. He's already blessed me enough. But thank God, aren't you glad every now and again? again, and how he shows up with something that how that makes him more real how than he's ever been in your life. And I thank God, I'm glad for that. And brother, you'll say, preacher, I believe you may have lost your mind. I may have. And brother, and brother, listen, I saw him in the flowers yesterday. Yes, I did. I saw the Lord in the creation and the flowers blooming. And I said, Lord, it's enough that you're mindful of us today. Yes, he is. It is enough. I thank God. Listen, God bless your heart. Brother, I'm so very thankful that God is more than enough. Yes, he is. I may not even read what I thought I was going to read. But listen, that little old widow woman, the prophet of God said, what have you got in your house? Brother, she said, I ain't got nothing. Save a pot of oil. That's all I got. It ain't much. Listen. But the man of God said, go get it, and that'll work today. Thank God, aren't you glad? And it wasn't just enough, brother. But after they poured out the vessel of oil, and poured it out in every vessel that they had, she said, fetch me another. And the son said, we ain't got no more. We got them all filled today. Amen. Amen. And Brother Bruce, it wasn't just enough to pay their debt off, but it was enough, more than enough, and they lived on the rest of it. Thank God. Yes, they did. God is, my God is more than enough. Yes, sir. Yes, he is. Brother, he took that little old lad's lunch there. Two loaves, five fish, fed the multitude. And when they were all filled, the Bible said they didn't just get a little snack, but they got full. And he said they took up 12 baskets remaining, thank God. Amen. Thank God, aren't you glad that God's more than enough? I'm glad that he is. I thought about David there in the psalm. He said that we're to enter his courts with thanksgiving. We're to enter his gates with praise. Amen. I didn't know how we'd get in this morning. I didn't know with what brother circumstances we might face, but we're here. We're entered in. Let's praise him and thank him this morning. Why? Because he's more than enough. He's more than enough. That little old woman, hey man, she just won't help with her debt. That's all she is wanting. She said, my husband, your servant, the Lord's servant, has died, and we ain't got nothing, and the creditors are coming. Things look gloomy, didn't they? They look plumb dark in her life, but God didn't just give her what she needed. He gave her more than she needed, and he's going to give you more than you need today. Amen. He has. He ain't just going to. He has, did he? He gave you more than you could handle. Brother, thank God he's opened up the windows of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we can't contain today. Yes, he has. more than enough. He's more than enough. He's more than enough when I wake up on Monday morning. And Brother Sunday's already passed. And I've got the week before me. He's more than enough when the doctors come in and give me a report that I don't want to hear. He's more than enough when the world seems to be on fire around us and people's plumb lost their mind. I got news for you. God is more than enough today. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. And I want to live like it. I do. I want to live like He's more than enough. Hey, man, if He's blessed me, and He has, and if He blessed you, and He has, don't you think He ought to expect us to live like we've been blessed? Hey, man, He said, to whom much is given, much is required. And God has given us much, and given us it very best. And it's been more than enough for us. It's not just to save us and get us to heaven, but it's enough to live right in this world with. Amen. I thought about Israel down there. Hey, man, listen. This ain't even what I got, y'all. I got two notes, two pages of notes on something totally different. I do, but I'm going to give you what I got coming. I can't help you. Brother, you listen. But, oh, Israel, brother, they cried out by reason of their taskmasters because that they were afflicted. And what the Bible say? It said God heard their prayer and answered them and sent them Moses, thank God. Down there where they was at, sent them Moses. And the Bible said that, listen, that He brought them up by a strong hand. Hey, man. It wasn't just strong enough. It was more than strong. Hey, yes, sir. You know what they experienced? They experienced things nobody else ever has. A Red Sea that had never been out of its banks stood up and congealed, and they walked across on dry ground, thank God. And you might have thought that had been enough, Robert. You might have thought that would have been enough. Just get me out of bondage. Just get me across this high trouble that's before me. But that ain't all He did, Leroy. When the enemy was following them, it said He made their wheels to fall off and they drug deep in the mud and the Red Sea came back upon them and the enemy was destroyed, thank God. He didn't just do enough. He did more than enough. More than enough, you say, that ain't more than enough. Okay, well, let's just keep on going then. What? It wasn't long after they got through all that. They started murmuring. I looked that word up, murmuring. And you know what that word, that Greek word means? Or whatever, I don't know if it's even Greek. But it meant to stop. They was going forward. They were moving with God. They were seeing things happen. But when they started murmuring and complaining, they stopped in their tracks. And brother, God showed up again. They said, "We're thirsty." He said, "Moses, smite the rock and water come forth out of it." Now listen. He had already told Moses, he said, before they even set out, he said, "Why are you crying unto me? Why are you praying unto me and crying unto me?" He said, "Get down off of this mountain and tell Israel to go forward." I preached that here one time. When I first come, that'd been a long time ago now. But to go forward, Israel, to go forward, keep on stepping and going forward.
They had already had direction to go forward, but to murmur, to complain, meant they had to stop for a second and complain. David didn't say enter his courts and complain about it. It'd be easy to find some things to complain about this morning, wouldn't it? Huh? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be easy to come in and say, well, look at this. Ain't this a mess? But I tell you what you can do. Instead of coming in like that, come in and say, God, you've been enough. Not only enough, but more than enough. And you give me exactly what I need and even more today. And even more today. Well, thank God. Aren't you glad of that? And yeah, I am. I cooked some eggs the other morning. And I'd been listening to this fella talking about dieting. Talking about right living or right eating, excuse me. And he talked about separating that yolk and that white. And he said separating them. And I tried that. And I'm going to tell you something, that white didn't have no flavor at all. I ate it. But it just wasn't too good to my taste. But the next morning I got up and said, I don't care what they say. If it's unhealthy, I'm going to have something with a little taste to it. And I found out that there wasn't just white in it, but there's yolk in it too. God provided in that egg more than enough. What if the whole thing had just been white? It sure would have been tasteless, wouldn't it? There wouldn't have been no taste to it. It had just been a white fluff. But that old yolk, I don't know what's in there, but it sure does make the egg taste good. Hey man, God just don't give you what you need. He provides you always with more than enough. I know I told you before, but I'll tell you again, was running several revivals in a row and just happened to go by the tire store and get some oil change. That's all I was going in for. I wasn't going in for tires. I was going in for oil. Got there and they called me in and said, you need new tires. I said, well, just one or what? And they said, no, all four of them's bald and got wires coming through them. I had not paid no attention to them, Robert. I was just a young married man. I didn't know you were supposed to keep up with that stuff. I wasn't paying. I was just living life. But listen, I went there and told them I didn't have no money. They said, take you out of credit. I did. Listen, this is what I want to get to, though. Brother, just a few days later, got called to help in revival. And at the end of that week of revival, they took up a love offering. And brother, at the end of it, I believe I got 10 cents more than what I needed to pay for them tires. Don't tell me God just gives you enough. He always goes above and beyond. You'll say, I wouldn't be shouting about a dime. I am. I'm shouting about 10 cents because it's more than what I needed. Thank God. Amen. Brother, you got... You lost your mind. Getting excited about a dime. Well, give me one and see what I do. God's always provided me with more this morning. Hey, man, when you ain't got a dime sure is a lot. What? Thank God. Yeah. When you ain't got a dime sure is worth a whole lot. Listen, God, even in the midst of them complaining, murmuring, He still blessed them. Ain't that something? That God, when you stop, quit moving forward, You ever notice that armor that the Lord gives you? If you'll read about it, all of it's concerning the front. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Your loins girt about with truth. The foot shods would sit on the top of the feet. They're prepared with the gospel. The shield of faith. You didn't hold your shield behind you. You held it in front of you. And the sword of the Lord, which is the Spirit of God, the Word of God. That sword of the Lord. You know what that's why we sing in Vacation Bible School a lot of times. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. Why? We're to go forward. That's why he told them disciples, he said, go to the other side. When they got into that ship and got into that storm and he had to get on it and say, peace be still, you remember? But he had already given them direction, go to the, listen, we already know we're winners. We already know our enemy is defeated. Amen. That's right. What are you saying, preacher? Live like it. Live like it. I thought I was going to talk a whole lot about Moses and the Exodus. I did look up that word Exodus, and I want to give you this right quick because it kind of ties in right now. A mass departure of people. That's what an exodus is. Especially immigrants. Similar words are withdrawal, evacuation, leaving, exiting, migration, diaspora. I didn't look that up, but you can. Flight, escape, retreat, fleeing. Remember what he told Lot and his wife? He said, escape to the mountains. Don't look behind. And what did Lot's wife do? She took a gander, and the Bible said she turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back. After God had said, don't look back. I don't think there's anything wrong with remembrances of good times in your life. I believe it helps us. I believe it strengthens us to look back and see where God has brought us through. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But when you look back because you're holding on to something, he said that man that taketh hold of the plow and looking back, it's the same instance, the same time. It didn't say he took hold of the plow and plowed a little while and then looked back, Leroy. That ain't what it said. It said as he took hold of the plow and looking back, he said that man's not fit for the kingdom of heaven. You know why? Because he still had his interest in the world. That little old rich young ruler said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. He said, I have from my youth up. He said, yet thou lackest one thing. Go sell all thou hast and distribute it among the poor. And he said, and follow me. The Bible said that man went away sorrowful. You know what he is doing? He was holding on with one hand of the world and trying to get a hold of God with the other. You know what that'll do? Split you right in half. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Said, let not that man think that he shall ask anything of the Lord and receive it. Why? Because if we ask, we must ask in faith, believing that he's able to perform what he said he would. And you know what? He won't just perform what he said he would. Why, he'll go above and beyond it. He'll give you a dime's worth more. And you can shout about a dime today. You can shout about a dime. I'm thankful that the Lord this morning is more than enough. He's more than enough right now in this day and time. Did you know that? Well, we're not able to meet like this. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. Enter his gates. Listen, let me read that to you. The 100th Psalm. You listen to it right quick. You got your Bible, or read it with me, maybe mark it. You listen to it. I got 95 or 96 marked and 98. But listen to what the 100th Psalm said. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he's God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. That right there ought to make you want to shout. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Man, if he didn't do nothing else, just give you a pasture to eat in. But he did that. He said he'd make us a lie down in green pastures beside still waters. He'd restore our soul. Goodness and mercy and follow us all the days of our life. He'd make a table in the presence. There's so much more God's got for us. So much more God's got for us. You are the sheep of his pasture. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Hey man, aren't you glad of that this morning? Aren't you glad of that? Oh, I'd like to have all this tape gone. I'd like to have all these reminders of this disease, this COVID gone. I'd like to have all that just gone and us just come to church. I would. I'd like to take all this tape up and let's enjoy the beauty. Listen, did y'all even notice the paint? Man, don't the church look beautiful this morning? I mean, they come in and painted while we was gone. And I mean, it just looks beautiful. Freshly painted. Everything's so bright. All the white is just shiny. That's what you look like when you come into me. I'll be honest with you, when you started walking in, my cup started bubbling too, Dad. I couldn't help but thank God for what we was about to experience. I didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but I knew something was going to happen because God's people was a meeting out at God's house, and God said he'd be with us in that moment. I knew we was going to have a good time. Amen. Amen. I used to look for one person when I was at U-Harley. I used to look for that one little old sister, and I knew if she's coming, we was having a meeting. I did. But I was young. I didn't know any better. But I knew she had power with God, and I knew if she showed up, Bruce, we was going to have a meeting. I didn't know if she didn't show up, but I'd always look for her. Sister Lois, I'd say, well, if Sister Lois is coming, we're going to have a meeting because she's going to have a meeting whether anybody else goes with her or not. But now I've realized that all of God's people want to go to meeting. I understand sometimes there's things in your life that bother you and keep you burdened. But when you come into his gates and into his courts, there's an opportunity for you to forget what's going on in life and thank him and praise him today for all he's done for you. What are you thanking him for? Dime's worth of blessings. I'm going to title the message this morning, A Dime's Worth of Blessings. Will that be all right? That won't make nobody mad, really. I'm preaching on a dime's worth of blessings this morning. I'll take a dime if that's what the Lord's providing me. Brother, why? Because it's more than enough today. I don't know what I did with that dime. I don't remember. But all I know is I had more than what I did when I went into that mess. I did more. That little widow woman, I can see her, can't y'all? Getting that next vessel. She had just filled one, Leroy. And that pot that she had just filled was the same amount as what was in that bottle, or whatever it was she was pouring. And I can see her thinking, there ain't no more. And her go to pour it, and it fill up that one. And she'd set it aside. She'd say, hand me another. They'd give her another. You know what she'd do, Brother Leroy? She'd go to pour it again. You know what had happened? It got full. And the next one, she didn't have no half vessels in her house. Woo! There wasn't no vessel that just had a quarter full. No, but she got all she needed. And more than God could ever think about, more than what people could ever think God would give. Huh? You mean you took that revival so you could get your tires paid for? No. Them tires never crossed my mind when that fella asked me to help him in revival. But I'm going to tell you when it did. When they give me that check or whatever it was, and we got to the house, and I give it to Kelly, and she helped me count it, and she said, "You know what? This is the exact amount of them tires, and you got dimes worth more in God's goodness." Yeah, man, that's when I thought about it. Not before. My sister, they said, she had that little baby Elise at 20-something weeks, and Elise lived for about an hour. Her lungs wasn't fully developed. She named her after my pawpaw, Ellis, but put an E on the end of it and called her Elise. And we was all downhearted and hurt. We had prayed for that baby and prayed for Nicole. They wanted babies so bad. And the doctor said after that, he said, "Just stop. Just quit. There ain't no sense in y'all. There ain't no sense in y'all trying no more. You can't have children. Just quit. Don't do it no more." But you know what? Not only did she have a child, but she come up expectant with twins. And them girls are turning 16 just in a few weeks. And God said, "I ain't done with that, but I'm going to give you a son too." Hey man, don't you tell me that God don't hear us and answer and do more than we ever thought possible. He can do above, exceedingly, I think it said, above that you even think or ask. Huh? You know why so many people lose sight of their blessings? They stop to murmur. I'm guilty. I don't know if you'll claim that or not, but I've been guilty. I've stopped a lot of times. Instead of moving on forward with God, I'll stop sometimes and begin to murmur a little bit, begin to complain, begin to say, "Oh God, why are you doing this?" Or, "Why are you allowing this to happen?" Have you ever done that? If you hadn't, to come help me. I need to be taught so I can do better. But Lord of mercy, I've done it several times in my life. And you know what? God had every right at that moment to write me off and say, "Well, he ain't even thankful for nothing I've done for him." But you know what he does instead? He lets me come to church and the doors open and several people join up and come together, and he lets me feel his blessings all over again. He lets me wake up on a Saturday morning, take the dog out, and all of a sudden something catches my eye, just a little old flower. But it was more than it was what I needed. It was what I needed. Hey man, just a little old flower. You say, "Preacher, you gone crazy in this COVID-19 mess." Well, just let me stay there then, because I sure have been enjoying myself. I love the Lord this morning. I appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate each one of you being here this morning. Honestly thought we was going to talk about singing on the journey, but maybe that's for another time. Maybe that'll be Wednesday night. Singing on the journey. But this morning, a dime's worth of blessings. That's what I got. That's what I give you. That's what the Lord sent. It's enough. Not only is it enough, it's more than enough. It's more than enough. Yeah, when Kayla and Zach, and that first baby, and they come to me and was so tore up about it, and them doctors was telling them what they need to do and all this. Boy, it made me so mad. I want to go down there and whoop a few doctors. I'd just be honest with you, I did. Treating them babies like that. Nobody knows the mind of the Lord. Was that hard on them? I'm sure it was. But God knows best. But you know what? He didn't just stop there and say, "Well, that's it. That's all I'm going to try to use you for." Amen. You remember, old Joseph was born of a mother that was barren. That's why his daddy loved him, because he was born of Rachel, thank God. God bless. Right when you think God can't do anymore, he shows up and does more than enough today. Lord of mercy, if I don't quit, I'm going to keep on keeping on. We'll go for another hour, and I know that's not what's necessary this morning. Boy, he's been good to us. Look at that little old fella, Kayla and them guy. Boy, he's fat as a chunk. I mean, that's the way I like to see them babies, little old chunks. That little fella's a chunk. And then look at what God's done in our church. Look at all the babies. And that little baby, I didn't know what was going to come forth that day. When you messaged me and showed me that picture, and that baby's got a head full of hair, I don't know. Listen, I'm telling you, God is always doing more for us than we expected him to do. He's good to us. Huh? I told somebody the other day, I said, I want to grow up, and I used two men. I said, I want to be stout as Brother Leroy and Brother Earl when I grow up and get in my 70s. That's what I said, Lord, if you'd bless me, be strong. I said, man, them men are strong. I said, I'd like to be like them men when I get to that age. I would, just stout, you know. I ain't even that strong now. I'm going to have to grow up to be that strong. But that's what I said. I said, Lord, if you'd just let me be strong in my old age. And you know what? I'm just persuaded that God's able to do that. I may die tomorrow. I don't know. It may not be his will. But if I make it to them 70 years, I believe God's able to give me strength. You say, where do you get that from? I can't help it. It just keeps growing. I see, Caleb, amen. Glory to God. Say that after they had been walking in 40 years, his strength was just like it was in the beginning. Don't you tell me God can't do it. You know what? Experiences with God, it'll teach you some things, won't it? This whole thing we've been going through, church, I don't know what it's done for you, but it's strengthened my faith. It has. I'm just trying to be honest with you. I'm not bragging. I don't want you to go out here and say, boy, our preacher, boy, he thinks he's high and mighty. I'm going to tell you what, I didn't get it because I was high and mighty. No, but I had to get down and do some soul searching during this time. And God has met me there at the throne of grace, at the throne of mercy. And you know what he done? He kept pouring out more than I ever thought possible. Amen, he has. More than I ever thought possible. He's been good to us. I wonder, right quickly, that's the message this morning. I wonder if we sing a verse of song, if we just stand together, and if somebody needs to come pray. We say, preacher, how do we do that? We just be led by the Spirit. That's how we do it. I'm going to tell you this right quick. Was at U Harley, and there's two elderly ladies that had moved back into the area. And they come to us, and they said, we were saved years ago here at the church, and we both were sisters, and we both said that we were never going to join another church until we got back home and was going to join U Harley. They'd never been baptized. Bruce is in their 60s. One of them was in her late 60s. The other one was in her early 70s. And they said, we come together, and we want to join to be baptized, U Harley Baptist Church. I said, okay. I said, well, we can wait till the spring if you want to, when the temperature. We didn't have no baptistry. We just had the creek there beside the church. And that creek is cold in the summer. In August, it's fed by 7 springs just right above. It's cold in the summer, Tracy. And they said, no, we don't want to wait. We don't know how much longer we got. We want to get baptized. I said, all right, well, that week it was about 60 degrees through the week. I said, we'll do it next Sunday. I said, that don't look like it's going to be too bad. There was a cold front come in. And Saturday night before Sunday, it got down to 18 degrees. We got to the church, and I met them, and I said, do y'all want to be baptized or y'all want to wait? They said, we don't want to wait. We got everything. We're ready. I said, okay. I mean, there was frost on the edge of the creek there. I've heard them breaking ice. We didn't have to do that, but we got down there to that creek, and I got down in there about waist deep, and I'm telling you, it was forevermore cold. And we got them two ladies and baptized both of them in the cold. Got out there. We didn't stand out there and shake hands. We went back in the church. But you know what? As far as I know, nobody ever came and reported to me that they ever got a sniffle that day. As far as I know, nobody got a runny nose that day standing out on the cold side of that bank. You know why? Because God will take care of you when you're following the leadership and the guidance of the Spirit. So right now, if we could, let's stand and sing a verse of Amazing Grace. And if you're here this morning and you need to come pray, maybe you don't feel like coming down to the altar. If you'd like to pray where you're at, you just bow where you're at and pray, and that'll be fine. There may be some things we do differently that may be okay that we ain't never really thought about before. But if you need to pray wherever you're at this morning, if there's something God has spoken to you about and you want to get down right there at your bench and you want to pray, that'll be fine this morning. Whatever you need to do, we're going to sing a verse of Amazing Grace, and so you sing with us this morning if you need to come pray.